Good morning once again. I'll be reading our scripture this morning from the New English Bible. It's Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, which is the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I don't have my glasses, so bear with me. On one occasion, a lawyer came forward and put this test question to him. "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "Well, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" He replied, "Love with all of your mind. Love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." "That is the right answer," Jesus says. "Do that, and you will live." But he wanted to vindicate himself, so he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was on his way to Jerusalem down to Jericho, and when he fell in with robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. It so happened that a priest was going down the same road, but when he saw him, he went to pass on the other side. So too, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, went past on the other side. But a Samaritan who was making the journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved to pity. He went up and bandaged his wounds, bathing him with oil and wine. He then lifted him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and looked after him there. The next day, he produced two silver pieces and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Look after him. And if you spend more, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to this man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He answered, "The one who showed him kindness." And Jesus said, "Go and do as he did." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Rob. So we're pairing that scripture reading today with a passage from Life of Pi. And normally I bring in the physical book to show you, but I seem to have misplaced my copy. And so I thank God this morning for libraries and for digital e-books that you can borrow. So I am reading off of the e-book version that I borrowed this week. But it's from the second last chapter. So there are exactly 100 chapters in this book. And actually the reason for that is explained in the book, in that Pi requested of the author. And what happens after he washes ashore is, of course, people find him, and they take him to the hospital. And then the company who owned the ship that sank, since he was the sole survivor, sent two men to go and find out what happened, because they had no record and no way of knowing, the ship being now at the bottom of the Pacific. And I think there's one spot in here where I will say, so the ship was owned by a Japanese company. So the two men who come are Japanese. They're mostly talking in English, but a couple times when they talk to themselves, to each other, they speak in Japanese, and I'll tell you when that happens. But he's told them the whole story. And for some reason, they find it hard to believe that this is what really happened. And this is Pi's response when they say that to him, where they say, particularly, surviving with a tiger in a lifeboat, come on, Mr. Patel, it's just too hard to believe. And this is what he says. Hard to believe? What do you know about hard to believe? You want hard to believe? I'll give you hard to believe. It is a closely held secret among Indian zookeepers that in 1971, Bara the polar bear escaped from the Calcutta Zoo. She was never heard from again, not by police or hunters or poachers or anyone else. We suspect she's living freely on the banks of the Hooghly River. Beware if you go to Calcutta, my good sirs. If you have sushi on the breath, you may pay a high price. If you took the city of Tokyo and turned it upside down and shook it, you'd be amazed at all the animals that would fall out. Badgers, wolves, boa constrictors, Komodo dragons, crocodiles, ostriches, baboons, capybaras, wild boars, leopards, manatees, ruminants in untold numbers. There is no doubt in my mind that feral giraffes and feral hippos have been living in Tokyo for generations without being seen by a soul. You should compare one day the things that stick to the soles of your shoes as you walk down the street with what you see lying at the bottom of the cages in the Tokyo Zoo. Then look up. And you expect to find a tiger in a Mexican jungle? It's laughable. It's just plain laughable. Ha ha ha. There may very well be feral giraffes and feral hippos living in Tokyo and a polar bear living freely in Calcutta. We just don't believe there was a tiger living in your lifeboat. The arrogance of big city folk. You grant your metropolises all the animals of Eden, but you deny my Hamlet the merest Bengal tiger. Remember, he's 16. Mr. Patel, please calm down. If you stumble at mere believability, what are you living for? Isn't love hard to believe? Mr. Patel, don't bully me with your politeness. Love is hard to believe. Ask any lover. Life is hard to believe. Ask any scientist. God is hard to believe. Ask any believer. What is your problem with hard to believe? We're just being reasonable. So am I. I applied reason to every moment. Reason is excellent for getting food, clothing, and shelter. Reason is the very best toolkit. Nothing beats reason for keeping tigers away. But be excessively reasonable, and you risk throwing out the universe with the bathwater. Calm down, Mr. Patel. Calm down. Then Mr. Chiba in Japanese, the bathwater? Why is he talking about bathwater? Pi in English, how can I be calm? You should have seen Richard Parker. Yes, yes, huge, teeth like this, claws like scimitars. Mr. Chiba in Japanese, what are scimitars? Mr. Okamoto replies in Japanese, Chiba-san, instead of asking stupid vocabulary questions, why don't you make yourself useful? This boy is a tough nut to crack. Do something. Mr. Chiba in English. Look, a chocolate bar. Pie, wonderful. And then there's a long silence. Mr. Okamoto in Japanese, like he hasn't already stolen our whole lunch. Soon he'll be demanding tempura. Another long silence, and then Mr. Okamoto in English. We are losing sight of the point of this investigation. We are here because of the sinking of a cargo ship. You are the sole survivor, and you were only a passenger. You bear no responsibility for what happened. Chocolate is so good. We are not seeking to lay criminal charges. You are an innocent victim of a tragedy at sea. We are only trying to determine why and how the Simson sank. We thought you might help us, Mr. Patel. Mr. Patel? Pi replies, tigers exist. Lifeboats exist. Oceans exist. Because the three have never come together in your narrow, limited experience, you refuse to believe that they might. Yet the plain fact is that the Simson brought them together and then sank. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful this morning to gather as your people, to hear your word as recorded by Luke, and to hear this passage of a book by Mr. Martel. We pray as we think about both of them that we would hear your voice and sense your presence this morning. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen.